Yom Ha'atzmut Sameach. Today I'd like to talk about the miracles that happened in order for the State of Israel to exist in 1948, what the situation was like before 1948, how bad the situation was, and how wonderful in comparison it is, so that we can appreciate Hashem, the miracles He did for us, and the people who gave everything so that we can be here. So let me begin. After the Holocaust, the Jewish people are in a horrible situation. There are thousands of Jews stuck in Cyprus, and no one in the world is willing to take them. The borders of America, along with everyone else, is closed. The only place for these Jews to go is the land of Israel. And yet, the British, who were in charge, would not let these Jews come to their promised land. They were stuck behind bars like slaves, literally like slaves, like prisoners in camps, not able to come to their own country. Meanwhile, there was a lot of terrorism in the land. If you know about the riots of 1921, 1929 in Hebron, in the Old City, and the Jewish people could not defend themselves properly. It was illegal to own a gun, and in fact, you would get the death penalty if you were caught with a gun, according to the British law, and yet the British were not properly protecting the Jewish people. They weren't. There was a lot of anti-Semitism, and Jewish blood was still, unfortunately, hefker to a certain extent. And this was a terrible situation. Things didn't really get much better. When the British finally left, the situation was dire. You see, the Jews of Jerusalem were stuck. They had been cut off from all of their food and supplies by the Arabs, who would ambush any truck, any convoy bringing supplies from the roads from Tel Aviv. And there was already 1,000 Haganah fighters who had been killed trying to bring food and supplies to Jerusalem so that they would not starve. There are amazing stories in the book O Jerusalem, which I'm getting a lot of these stories from, about people who would walk from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim over mountains, hiding away from the sniper shots, and they were carrying on their backs water and heavy things. They almost didn't make it, but regular people were sent because it was such desperate times in order to somehow make it to Yerushalayim, to save Yerushalayim. That was all Ben Gurion could think of. Of course, the rest of the country, there was attacks too, but I'm just focusing right now on Yerushalayim. There's a story of one armored truck that somehow got through, luckily enough, and the entire city ran out to get a little bit of bread, a little bit of margarine. On the bumper sticker of the truck, it said, "Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach imini," if I forget Yerushalayim. This is a feeling in the Civil War, which erupted in November 29th after the Brits left. And there was an arms embargo. The Jewish people could not get supplies from America, from the Brits. But amazingly enough, the Czechoslovakia, Russia, actually allowed the Jewish people to buy arms from Czechoslovakia. And that was not to be expected. Russia was not exactly Israel's best friend. Stalin had murdered millions of Jews, millions of people, and a million Jews, approximately. And nonetheless, for some strange reason, he decided to help back Israel, which was crucial in order for Israel to survive. The fact that Russia actually voted with the U.S. for Israel to exist is also quite a miracle, which is a story in of itself. Anyways, in this dire situation, another hero emerges, and her name is Golda Meir. When David Ben-Gurion needed a lot of money to supply the Haganah with arms to defend themselves from all the tanks, And he was going to go himself to America in order to convince the Jews to give money, because Jews were sick of it. They were getting bugged by these Israelis every day. And, you know, they had their own hospitals and schools to supply. And Golda Meir said, wait, you are needed here to direct the country, to be the commander of the country. I'm an American. I speak English fluently. I'll do it. I'll raise the money. Ben-Gurion wasn't happy about it. He needed at least $25 million, and the estimates were maybe $5 million. And this is crucial in order to survive, to defend themselves. Nonetheless, Meir goes, and she had $10 in her pockets, and she tells the UJA of Chicago that, like it or not, she's coming to speak. And she tells them, it's not your decision whether we launch this war or not. We are going to launch this war. We are going to declare a state of Israel. Not launch this war, I'm saying, sorry. Declare this state, which will result in war. But it is your decision whether 700,000 Jews will live or die. If you give us the money, we can win. We can beat the Mufti. And if you don't, God forbid. We need the money and we need it now. There was a hush, and after a minute of silence, the crowd erupted in applause. $1.5 million was raised just from that meeting. By the end of her crisscrossing the country, Meir had raised $50 million, much more than had been expected. Gave it straight to Ben-Gurion, and Ben-Gurion said that one day historians will note the state of Israel is here because of one good Jewish woman. More stories. There was a bunch of Chassidim and Charedim and Meyasharim. And one Friday night, they are told by their rabbis that they need to go. And where do they go? To dig on Shabbos, to dig trenches, because the rumors were that the next morning Jordan would be pouncing upon Jerusalem, and they needed to build secret trenches, and they dug all night. And looking down, amazingly, Rabbi Gorin saw how the first Jordanian tank fell in, the second Jordanian tank fell in, and after that, they simply retreated. Another amazing story, there is two teenagers from Gadna, one commander and one nurse. And their job was to take the little guns and artillery and tanks. They didn't have tanks, I'm sorry. And anti-weapon craft, aircraft, and somehow try to shoot the tiny little bit they had against a bunch of tanks, Jordanian tanks. And similar story, these unexperienced fighters shot and succeeded. This nurse said she had never shot a gun in her life. And somehow she shot, she succeeded, and the Jordanians got scared, and they ran back and reconvened until more supplies could be found. This is a story over and over and over about how these scrappy Israelis somehow succeeded in holding off, at first, the Palestinians, the Arabs, and later, when the war was actually announced, 7 different countries. They were outmanned, 128 tanks to something like 20. They had zero artillery, and the Jordanians and the Egyptians had tons. They had 4 airplanes. Egypt had 128 aircraft, and yet somehow Israel won this war. They were severely outmanned, but they won it because they needed to win, because they were gritty, because they were brave. And they were not scared of death. And indeed, about 1% of Israel died in the war for independence. It was not easy. But people were willing to die leman klal Yisrael, leman am Yisrael. And somehow, the small against the mighty, the state of Israel, succeeded in winning that war, in gaining this five-front war, unprecedented in history, gaining lands that they never thought they could gain, and gaining the state of Israel. We walk the streets of Yerushalayim today. We're used to it. We do this every day. And we sometimes forget what an amazing zechut it is, what an amazing privilege it is to simply live freely in our own land. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Zeh Yom, today is the day to celebrate, to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to say thank you to all those who gave so much so that we can be here, and to recognize Hashem's open hand, the miracle that we saw in those days of war. And may Hashem bless us to see in this chus of saying thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should see more miracles like Chizkiyahu. We should learn the lesson of Chizkiyahu, who forgot to say Shira after the miracles that he saw. But David HaMelech was always singing Shira, was always singing Hallel. And in that merit, he was zoche to conquer Yerushalayim. May we be zoche to dance together on Beit Mikdash by next Yom HaAtzmaut in the Schus of the Karat HaTov. And in the meantime, we should be in our own Gan Eden of gratitude, just walking the streets of wherever we are and appreciating the miracles that God has done. Have a beautiful day.